KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, a Griswold teenager escaped serious injury during an accident late Wednesday afternoon north of Red Oak. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said 17-year-old Lane Dorsher was traveling south on Highway 48 around 4:50 p.m. when he fell asleep at the wheel of a 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee he was driving. Dorsher awoke and overcorrected, causing the SUV to slide out of control backwards onto a bridge over the Nishnabotna River. The vehicle made contact with the east side bridge guardrail before coming to rest. Damage to the Jeep registered to Deanna Dorsher of Griswold was estimated at $1,500. There were no citations issued. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, and the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency. A man from Polk County died Wednesday morning during a fiery single-vehicle crash in Union County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the SUV, 60-year-old Patrick A. Mitchell of Des Moines, who was wearing his seatbelt, died at the scene. Officials say Mitchell was traveling south on Green Valley Road, south of 140th Street at around 3:35 a.m. when his 2010 Subaru Forester left the road, went airborne over a drainage ditch, and crashed through a fence before coming to rest and bursting into flames. The accident remains under investigation. A Red Oak woman was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign following an accident late Wednesday morning. Police responded to the crash at around 11:50 a.m. at the intersection of North 2nd and East Oak Streets in Red Oak. An investigation determined the Cadillac driven by 67-year-old LaDonna Johnson of Red Oak was traveling northbound on North 2nd Street and continued through the intersection before it was clear. Her car struck a 2007 Dodge driven by 47-year-old Charlene Telshaw of Red Oak as she was traveling west on East Oak Street. Telshaw was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,000. Police in Red Oak conducted a traffic stop early this morning and ended up arresting the driver for having an open container of alcohol in the front cup holder of the vehicle. 31-year-old Christopher Ivan Long of Red Oak was pulled over at around 1:40 a.m. in the 1100 block of East Corning Street. Long was released on a citation but taken into custody about 35 minutes later for disorderly conduct. He was then released on a $300 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Griswold woman was arrested Saturday on assault and other charges. 24-year-old Morgan K. Leader faces domestic abuse assault, assault on a police officer, assault and interference with official acts charges. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $2,600 bond. And 25-year-old Shane Michael Sewer of Anita was arrested Wednesday morning on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant for domestic abuse assault, child endangerment, and obstruction of emergency communication. The charges stem from an incident that took place October 4th. Sewer was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on $4,000 bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said there were two arrests on Tuesday. At around 2:20 p.m., deputies arrested 59-year-old William Elliott of Red Oak on two warrants out of Fremont County. The warrants were for violation of a no-contact order and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. And Elliott was taken to the Fremont County Jail. And around 12:40 p.m. Tuesday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 27-year-old Zachary Haley of Villisca for violation of a no-contact order. He was being held at the jail in Red Oak. In our funeral announcements, Betty Conklin, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Betty Conklin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Wallace Dolge, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Wallace Dolge will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosalie Rose Michelson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Rose Michelson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Edwin Jean Eugene Monson, age 75, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Funeral services for Gene Monson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Richard Nicholas Stein, age 89, of Omaha, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Richard Stein will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gerald Jerry Nordell Hoyleen, age 55, who's formerly of McGregor, died September 30th in Key Largo, Florida. Graveside services for Jerry Hoyleen with the family present will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. in Boscobel, Wisconsin. Donella Ross, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 20th at the Heritage House. A memorial visitation for Donella Ross will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Heritage House. Auchinberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Eleanor Olson, age 80, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Eleanor Olson will be Monday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. And Martha Waters, age 93, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Martha Waters are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.